adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
And we're talking about Hero Quest.
So Zarf, I was kind of interested in playing Super Dungeon Explorer, but I think the one reason I want it is because it's without
a lot of. What about?
I'll have to check it out.
What about?
Oh, I got Descent.
Good.
That's what I was gonna say.
Descent is like.
I've heard Descent.
But I have all that. I should probably play that.
I'd like to try it because I want.
Well, I have everything.
I want to build.
Not here, but.
I want to actually see about maybe making a game like that, because I feel like there needs to be something on the mass market that gives you the same level as Dragon Strike can.
If you'd like to donate, just send money to Eric's house.
Maybe I kickstart it. I don't know.
Yeah,
gotta get
the money for Lance to make a new Kickstarter. I'll definitely give it to him.
I've got a few dollars in my wallet. You can have them.
Gives you all those 100. My college education says it's a good idea.
That's what you learned.
Okay, everybody, we're back. We're full.
The birds are excited.
Birds are chirping.
The bowels that I emptied earlier are now full again.
No.
It's a nice spring day, and as far as I know, birds and bees are having sex out there. So, 60, you'll never take my peanut butter cups alive. Excuse me, that made me gassy. So, our Dark Knight. They are on an actual, gassy mission. They are on a...
You're looking
is
for
a gassy,
acid.
Sexy mission?
Yes. Yes. They are on a mission to find a missing hand and possibly a whole statue from a very rich patron of the city to give the Dark Knight organization a very much-needed increase in money. They followed some clues and they're now in the newly liberated area. Weave, Shade, Fade, I don't remember what I called it. I had wrote it down, huh? Anyway, they have just cleared that. Whoa! Oh, I had Night Dragon here. I'd kick all your guys.
Yeah, everyone's just, right.
Everyone's playing with minis right now.
Sorry, Snurper.
I'm not.
Except for the white. So they just got done eating tacos and killing a group of feral men called the Ravers. And David is now trying to hawk up a hairball.
I was getting the character of Snurper.
Wrong game. Alright, so we're back. We got Lady Circlay.
Hi.
We got Russell, the CB sorcerer.
Hello.
We got Dunkel, the LV rangy.
Hi.
And we got Dirt and his druidy animal friend.
Yeah.
So you
made me fight, forced me to fight Dirty. Make me go roll.
I get it.
Well, I got a question about druids.
Rolling Dirty.
So you can only speak that language if you're a druid, and if you teach somebody else, then you're not a druid anymore, correct?
Right.
Yeah. What if you just listen to druids for a long time and figure it out?
You're trying to find a way around.
With the seasons.
Oh, it does?
I don't know. I would say that.
Mm. Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know. If they find a way, like they steal a book or just happen to be close enough to interact, I don't...
I assume it's only spoken in when they go to their Yearwood Circle or whatever.
Stonehenge?
Yep.
That are smaller, just conversations trying to hide something. But
yeah.
And then if you learn it, do you automatically become a druid?
No.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Then we need to search the bodies.
Search the bodies. Look at the tattoos. See if they match the drawing.
This time, if there's tattoos, I'm cutting a hand off.
17.
23.
Not so good this time.
22.
9 for me. I thought I could see some well in the daytime.
Mm-hmm. It's getting dusty.
They do have tattoos on them, but none of them have the goatee tattoo on it. I mean, stone.
Stonekeepers.
Stonekeepers. Oh, Stonekeepers, okay. I keep thinking Stonecutters from Simpsons.
Well, we,
we do.
The No Homer Club.
The Homers.
Can have one.
As for possession, the tattoos are just like random stuff. They don't look any, nothing looks familiar, so you guys don't know what hands or tails. So if you want to skin them and put them on you, I guess you can. Is that what you want? Already seen Rustable, yeah. I would do that.
I'd like to draw it down.
Hey, this is how I got snookered into saying I was
good. That one looks like a bunch of blood going into someone's mouth.
I get hungry.
Okay. As for items, they have bunch of icky looking armor that would probably be considered padded, and then they have those giganto crap clubs.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm good.
I don't know, those crap
clubs. I'd pick it up and
they sure to hell were.
I'd pick one up and just beat it against my hand slightly.
With menacing. I say to Circlet, hey, pick up your bow.
I was about to get there.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I also had to drop my hammer at one point, too, so I don't pick that up as well.
I'm trying to help.
Yeah,
no,
so,
don't pick that up.
I won't remind you next
I'm
time.
I'm picking up all of my stuff.
Okay.
She's an independent woman. She can do what
I
she wants.
Things up.
There's been many a time. It's like when you go golfing and you leave your putter on the green. I went golfing once.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was boring. That's why I went once.
This sounds boring. To the guys that sit 8 hours in the basement.
Outside.
Ew, you gotta walk?
What?
What? I guess we'll
I like pretend walking in my imaginary world.
It's a beautiful day outside. At least we have the door open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true.
True. If I was at home playing video games, the windows would be open.
It's a little iffy on me.
I guess we'll just keep walking to the...
Well, they were here, right? Let's go to this thing. Or should
you want to investigate that building?
Yeah.
This is just kind of set up for combat. There's nothing.
Oh, there's nothing.
No.
Okay. Behind the curtain.
We can find the rest of the table.
This is the behind the curtain corner with.
Yeah,
certainly wants to find the table and the legs came off of.
Let's put it back together for the next family that shows
up. Okay, so that's what we do for the next.
Ten
and then we bring it to the end.
In memorandum for friends.
The friends memorial table. Yeah.
Friends would have wanted it.
They wanted this, I know it.
It's magic, so it comes up without any...
If we go to the inn, I may just have to, I don't know, kidnap and liberate some badger being held there against his will.
There's no badger being held against his will.
You don't know that. You can't speak with the badger.
I can. I can do, for a mythic point, I can communicate with him. Well, not me, but me as the character. I don't
it's Inception.
Have
we're getting to Inception levels here right now.
Okay, we need to find the hand.
All right, so you're coming up to...
Circus, keeping us on task.
You're coming up to...
I actually want to finish one of these ones.
You're coming up to Cleric Hall. It's fairly unremarkable outside.
Seriously?
The solid square of brick. Ooh, dragon on dragon action.
A bronze dragon and a white dragon would never do that. They're completely different alignments.
But love unites.
So, yeah, love cuts across the lines. Sometimes.
I was making two dragons.
Alright, okay, stop this. Sorry, hang on.
Yeah,
we need to get... Oh, God. Wait a second. Jesus.
Do the puns just get worse as you go?
I think so.
Yeah, you get a little loopy for you go.
Depends on the alcohol consumption.
Yeah.
The manor is a solid square of brick granite, distinguished by
funny,
the Korak crest above the door.
What kind of crest?
Korak, whatever the hall is called.
Okay. So we find the hall.
Let's see. What is remarkable is three floors of circular glass spire that protrude from the center of the manor. This is one of the spires of the tower that fell, and it's piercing the building like a massive arrow, ruining most of the northern half of the manor, but remaining fairly intact.
Perception.
Yep. See, that's what I just said.
Oh, but
that's
I rolled really well. 30.
They have plus 11.
Because
He's wise and
perception-y.
Urban.
Oh, elf. That's okay, 32. Urban, yeah, elf. And I have 3 ranks in it.
Yeah, so 3, 3, 6, 8. Blah, 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 blah. That's how.
Yep.
And now we get to the drawing the dungeon part.
Yay!
5-minute map.
This is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. 2 peanut butter cups. Ryan has some.
With butter and chocolate. Man, we're great pitchmen.
Yeah. Do you like...
Do you like butter? Do you like peanut butter?
It's not butter. There's no butter.
I messed up. I realized. I was trying to say from my mess up.
Well, I'm sorry.
Regardless, do you like butter? You'll probably like peanut butter.
I heard the butter.
And you know what? With peanut butter, put chocolate on
it. I heard that peanut butter is not as popular in other countries as it is in America.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Which is crazy.
And peanut butter is why they suck more than us.
Yeah, we have the
power. I heard that in other countries, if you go to the urban, like, or not urban, sorry, ethnic food places, when you go to, like, the American part, it's, like, macaroni and cheese and marshmallows.
Nice. I heard in Japan they have, like, 50 different types of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Like, they have, like, green tea.
There's a lot of
weird. There's, like, they have, like, squid Oreos. And
I'd
try it.
I saw a pizza that had Kit Kats on it.
See that. It was fried Kit Kat too, wasn't it?
Really? Was there cheese on it and stuff?
Yeah.
You could tell it was Kit Kats because the cheese was in the shape of Kit Kats.
I don't think I could...
It's like, okay, we're done.
I've done the McDonald's pizza, and it wasn't bad except for the fries. They sucked. But
what's the McDonald's? Like,
basically, you just take, like, a cheese pizza, then you go to McDonald's. Before you go to McDonald's, you buy, like, a double cheeseburger, or just basically you want 2 patties, some McNuggets, and then some fries, and, like, on 2 of the quarters is the burger patties, and the cheese, and then... the 1 quarter is like the McNuggets, 1's the fries.
I hardly ever get
the McNuggets, and the burger was really good, but the fries.
What's not in
the
share?
I always do.
You need to share, David.
I already did.
Apparently you don't, because I'm going to yell at
you. Go to Google Drive. I shared the AIPF picture folder with you.
This Google Drive that you speak of.
Mm-hmm.
Someday I'll learn what that is.
Someday I'll learn of its ways.
It's a free thing that you use to give people stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't got the Reese's in there.
There we go.
All right.
They're going to give us money.
The vast front doors of Clark Hall fell from their hinges decades ago. Beyond them is a long entry hallway. The walls are bare with carpeting and stained. The carpeting is stained and rotting. And the only source of light is what the ambient light that trickles through the open front doors. Only found in on either side of the hall, mostly marred beyond recognition.
Hmm.
Guys, I don't recognize.
I hope these are not real people statues. I'm gonna do detect magic, actually. Have I seen magic? Magic.
Yeah, everything's shared with you, Eric. You should have everything.
Ding ding. Magic. Magic.
While you detect magic, I will perceive.
You do not detect anything.
Oh, good.
I'll just do a perceive. We're still in urban?
Yep.
21.
This about starting right about here back is covered with a lot of gas. A glass. What I mean by a lot is like it's at least a foot deep of glass.
Just like broken glass?
Broken glass, yeah.
I go walk on it and sing feels like
glass. Make a reflex.
No.
Who's
anyone?
You know those? No, well, I mean, you know those people that walk on glass?
Yeah.
Broke glass? We need one of those.
Yeah.
The corridor to the north is collapsed.
Okay, so that's what
this
that...
This way?
No.
Yes.
Oh, that's to the north? Okay.
Please wait and do that when we're done with this.
Okay.
Do we really want to know if there's anything special or unique with that glass?
Well, we're going to have to go
in. It's not
magical. Yeah, we know it's not magical. Let's go in. I'm going to go get closer to the glass.
All right, I'll go up with you.
I mean, that'd be very druidic of me, but I do have an idea.
Okay.
What's up with this
glass?
The wall behind is curved versus what you guess is the part of that tower.
Oh, the tower
sticking
there.
Inside.
Okay.
And then, is there anything in that corridor to the south? It would be
south,
in?
Indeed. Then.
Is there like, so it's curved? Is it's wall? Is it like glass
so
wall? Is there a hole or anything?
It's not glass. It is a smooth green stone completely blocking the hall.
Okay, so there's no entryway through
that. No.
Okay.
You would assume the glass part was the upper layer.
Yeah.
That. All right.
I thought maybe there were broken windows or something, and I can shoot it.
Do you want to root around the broken glass?
No.
Well, I mean, we can use our weapons or something to.
We poke around in the glass.
Yeah.
Three doors to the south.
Hypothetically, a druid or cleric could summon some kind of pony just to run around in the glass.
Why was I summoned for this? Why?
It's like frolicking around.
Oh. I'll have to do this one more round. Why do I listen to you?
I was just sitting at home watching TV and I got summoned for this.
Death part, I kind of want to see
can
happen.
Can we see anything in the glass?
I have mage hand, so I'm going to root around in there.
It's like a bunch of glass.
Okay.
I'm going to root around in there with the mage hand a little bit and see if anything.
All right, it's just kind of moving. You hear it crackling and crackling. Making a lot of noise.
Nothing like turns up or seems heavy or.
Nope.
Just glass, okay.
Just glass.
All right, well, let's go down the corridor then, unless anyone else has any.
No, yeah, that's good. I'll go up to the first door and do a perception check.
Go ahead, movie guy.
That's not me.
What's everybody else doing?
Yeah, I'll go with him as well. We'll go one by one. Let's go one by one on these.
Will I get to bring up the rear?
Probably shouldn't. You should probably be second to last.
18 perception on that door.
So you're the most protected.
You
let the wolf go last.
You do not hear anything.
I'll open it.
Okay. Opens up.
I'm going to draw my weapons as well. And one of my weapons.
I always have my bow out.
Alright, all that's left in this once grand library shelves are torn pages and ripped bindings, either rotting into pulp or converted into nests by industrious rats. So, a library of some
kind. There's no one.
Library.
Books.
I'm gonna go in and tech magic again.
Alright. What's everybody else doing?
Perception in there.
Everybody else?
You guys coming in?
Yes.
What are you guys doing?
I think he's moving me. I'm going in.
And do Wayne.
Looking around. Lance detects magic, so.
Okay. Lance, you do not detect any magic.
These books are worthless.
David, what did you roll? Ryan, or Dirt, what did you're sitting outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a 32.
32.
That's pretty good.
You kind of shift through some of the dusty stuff and you do find a book.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Kingdoms of the Era, and with a quick flip through, it looks like it's talking about old cities before the fall, where the Naga took over everything.
Does it mention the old gods?
No, it's just about cities. It doesn't say anything about gods.
Okay, I'll just take it with.
I'm not hearing anything but more.
Nobody else doing
seems anything? Like he found something good.
This is my book.
It's mine. Okay.
Next door?
Yeah, let's keep going.
You want to head this one up the road?
Hmm?
Do you want to...
Yeah, I'll go first this time.
Okay. I'll be behind him.
We'll take turns being arrow shields, if that's what ends up happening. All right, I'm going to perceive on the door. I'm going to check for traps as well when I'm doing this perception.
Okay.
So, 17 for total perception, and then if it's trapped, 18.
18?
Yeah.
It's never good when he starts rolling.
You don't find anything.
Okay. No, just run in, buddy.
Okay. Now I'm conflicted as a...
30.
Okay. You find nothing as well.
I know, it's right. Metagaming, I don't want to open this door as much anymore, but I'm going to open that door.
Open the door.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Try to open the door. I think it's locked. I can...
Opening the door?
Yep.
In this room. Once, this room was a grand feasting hall. Now it appears to be prime hunting ground for rats and other vermin. Benches and tables have been knocked over, some broken up for kindling, others or other uses.
Maybe that's where the table legs came from.
Maybe.
Is there a table without legs? Yeah, we could have put it together.
You gonna go in there and see?
I'm gonna go inside, yeah.
I'll follow behind.
Same.
Feast room.
I didn't know we got a +2 initiative for favorite room.
Oops.
Oh well.
Oops, daisy. Oh, perception.
I'll do perception in there.
Not a very good one for me. 11.
28.
25. 13. 11. I was going to say this movie, but I don't have any.
You two are focused in over here.
Sure.
Kind of looking at stuff. You don't find a table without...
Oh, no matching table.
Okay, like, I don't know where they got it.
We need to figure this out.
You guys, Dunkel and Dirt are both kind of looking over here. And when you get over here, you see...
But you're going to roll it for a second. You're going to roll those miniatures. Ass side up.
Kind of. There are four of those Ravager guys. And the one here, they're kind of like hiding behind rubble and stuff. And when you guys spot them and see them, they're like still hiding back. Like they don't think you see them.
I shoot them immediately.
You really?
Yeah.
Okay, roll.
What? 18.
We
shouldn't have left those guys alone.
Would have hit, but the stuff they're using for cover kind of.
Oh, wait, I've got something that ignores that. Precise shot, no penalty firing into the cover.
No, that's if they're in melee combat. Like, you're firing at him, you have the -4 penalty for him being in melee.
Okay. Sorry, I misunderstood. Thank you, Ryan, for ruining the game.
You shoot at there, and looks one stands up. He looks rather strong and a little clean. He goes, no shoot.
I'm sorry, we just got attacked by a bunch of people that look like you.
He says, no us. We here hunt rats, follow stones.
Are you the stone keepers?
No, not us.
Do you know where they are?
We Night Stalkers.
Who gave you the name?
Clan leader gave me.
You can talk?
Night Stalker?
I talk. These others, no. I smart.
Yes,
you are.
He sounds like Dark Knight material.
When you say yes, you're smart, he beams in like four teeth.
Do you know one teeth? One tooth?
One tooth?
Yeah.
Granddaughter of Two Tooth?
Yes. Who's your leader?
We know they're good.
Well, okay.
Leader.
What's your name?
Javo?
Javo?
Was him.
Oh, no, sorry. Are you Javo?
No.
Javo was your leader?
Javo was the leader.
You say
my
past
name
tense.
Is.
So is Javo dead?
Maybe. We haven't been back. We follow stones.
What do you mean follow stones?
Stones looking for stones with gone dogs.
Okay.
We follow
these are words.
We follow here. Couldn't find found rats instead.
Have
eat,
you seen
now?
Have you seen a hand? A stone hand?
Stones have hands.
Are you a stone?
No, I'm Dark Stalker. Or Night Stalker.
Oh, yeah.
What is a stone?
That you follow.
Stone like us, but get stoned.
I don't know what the fuck he's
going to
call.
Is this guy high? Yeah. Is he stoned?
About a different group.
So yours... Wait.
They're talking about
a
different group.
I just want to kill these guys right now.
A different name.
So you guys are stones.
No! Night Stalker.
Night sucks.
But you're,
Night
but you're trying to find stones.
Yeah, we see them come in here.
Are stones bad guys?
Stones, not Night Stalkers. We don't like.
Oh, you mean stone cutters?
Yeah.
Oh, now it makes
sense.
Stone keepers?
Okay. Yeah.
I hold up the drawing of the blood going in the mouth and say, do you know who these people are?
They go, oh, blood drinkers.
Blood drinkers.
Are they, are they your friends?
No, they don't like anyone. They do that.
Do show up the drawing of the stone keepers.
Okay. Are these the
stones? Stones.
Okay.
Are you friends?
No.
Who are your friends?
Are they in this building as well?
Nightstalk's friends. We follow stones into this building.
Oh.
Stones
are here.
They're here somewhere with their gone dogs.
They're gone dogs.
Okay,
gone?
Well, let's...
Gone dog, gone dogs, gone here, gone dog, gone here. Gone dog.
My head hurts.
Stone?
Clearly, my friend is not
you
quite...
You weren't
smart. My friend here is not quite as intelligent as you are. We're just having a little trouble understanding
yeah.
what you mean.
Me smart.
We're gonna,
that's why Jova make me...
We're going to leave you to your rat hunting, I believe.
We get Lenny left. We get lots of rats.
Let's leave them to rat hunting. Let's go.
I wonder what a gone dog is.
Well, gone dog. Gone dog. Gone dog here. And then gone dog. Gone
no,
dog.
Dog.
Gone.
No, the dog
then
is gone.
Gone dog. And then Gone Dog is gone.
We
over
gotta
here.
Go. We're gonna go. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
And Gone Dog here.
Let's go.
Wait, does it disappear?
Gone.
Listen, I've been wrestling with a philosophical question. Do you think that man is created naturally good, or do you think that
Gone. He goes
Gone Dog.
I mean, we're gonna make you a gone. Gone
man.
Dunkle
gone
here.
Dunkle.
Gone Dunkle. Gone Dunkle. Come on, Dunkle.
Gone us.
Gone us.
We're gone dog, I said.
We're gone.
Gone dog walk on four legs. You walk on two.
Like this, and I point to...
We're leaving. We're leaving.
Yeah.
I'm pushing him out the door right
like
now.
That like gone dog. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
I'm
all
sure
right.
David's ears are bleeding.
What the fuck is a gone dog?
We're going. We're
going. Disappearing dog.
It's like a corn
probably
dog.
Yes.
Oh, let's go get some corn dogs.
We got dog now. Let's go to the next door.
Yeah.
Okay, get rid of those guys. They're gone dogs.
Bye bye.
What are they
dog.
Called? What they call themselves?
Night stalkers. Or
bye
night
stalkers.
Night stalkers. Yeah, night stalkers.
I guess I'll
like
get the next door.
Serial killer.
Six, 16 perception on the door.
It's turning into a philosophical discussion.
Yeah.
It gone there?
I just like how frustrated David is.
I know
what saying. The fuck are you even saying?
I'm gonna kill a sense of bitches.
Kill him, Mike. Goes like, I can't understand him.
After this is over, I'll read what it says I was supposed to do with those guys.
Okay. All right, to the next door.
Next door.
Perception on that.
Everybody's shaking their head.
This time I did a little bit better. 20 or 21.
Yeah, really low score, didn't
he? I had 16.
Oh, you did it?
16, yeah. What's everybody, what's everybody else doing?
I was going to check the door for
stay
traps.
Stay away from the night stalkers.
I close that door and cement it.
Don't cement them. They're just...
That's like Cask of Amontillado.
I'm glad you missed.
Or whatever it's called.
Amontillado.
Is it right?
Okay.
No, they're fine.
Seeking revenge on
yeah,
Fortunato.
They're nice.
You're doing what?
I'm waiting to see what they've perceived.
Waiting for them to open the door.
What did you perceive?
He got a lot higher than me. I mean, I got a 16. I didn't do
terrible. I don't know if that means he was going to go earlier than me or not. I got so it'd be 20.
Yeah, well,
or 21 for traps.
You hear a lot of skittering rat sound.
Hey, we need to go tell them there's where the rats are.
Sounds
oh,
like...
let's do that. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Might be. Let's.
Yeah, we go and tell the Night Stalkers that there's a bunch of rats in this room.
It sounds like rats, guys. Let me open up.
Ain't gone, dogs?
I'm going to slowly open them.
If there are some in there, please point them out to me.
They're gone. They're not there. They here, then they go. Gone.
I don't know. You're having a hypothetical conversation in your head with them now.
They're
opening the door slowly.
They're like, we done. We no like this bad place. Feel ick. Bye.
You don't want rats?
No,
gone.
But rats.
Gone, like gone, dog.
Oh.
I chased after them and stabbed them.
Did
all
they even really? What's up?
They're nice.
I know, but they confused me.
They outsmarted.
So they left.
They outsmarted Sherlock.
They left while they're.
When Dave, I assume Dave went back in there, said something about rats, and then they were like, "Hey, we don't want nothing to do with this place anymore."
Oh, okay. Well, shit.
I'm gonna open
the door slowly then.
Alright, I'll be behind you with an arrow ready to go in case something jumps out at us.
What?
No. SWAT team this shit.
We hear rats.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe that's the way we'll go. I'll open the door every time and you'll have the...
Oh, there we go. Yeah, like SWAT team. Yeah, like that. And I have my +7 Bane to Rat arrow.
Spent all that money to have magic just against rats?
Yes. I had a feeling.
Rat.
And I really hate really easy things to kill.
What? The firebomb.
What? Mm-hmm. Where'd you get that? I don't remember that.
We got a druid with us. He can, like, calm
rats
down
and
shit.
Insects are the only creatures that seem to make use of this kitchen. Rusted cauldrons and broken crockery are scattered across the floor, and everything is covered with dust, cobwebs, and mold.
Is Ma in here?
No, but out of the remains of the stuff, you see four what look like rats at first come out, but it looks like they have almost like armored plating on, like a chitin armor on them. And when they kind of sniff in the air and they see you guys, they start heading your way, and you see that their saliva kind of drips on the ground. It kind of burns wherever it drips.
Are they aberrations?
No.
Okay.
They are. All
right,
They are roll initiative, though.
Pause for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear the races?
The races?
We have Sunday night races here in East Moline, and you're going to start hearing engines revving. I don't want that to occur.
Oh, I probably will. I mean, I can hear the birds out there.
Okay, I'm just
going to
tell you it's just
going to
get louder.
Okay, yeah, we can shut it once it starts.
Okay. Well,
if you
it
don't
has
mind.
Started, because I can hear them.
Oh, can
yeah,
you?
I heard them too.
I haven't heard them.
I haven't heard anything.
Oh, that? Oh, yeah, I am picking it up.
It's just going to get louder.
Yeah, we should probably
shut it.
But these are, imagine all those are dire rat size.
All right, we're doing
David,
initiative.
David kind of made a ready to action, so I guess he gets a free shot.
Okay, I'll take it at the...
I want this one.
Vegas? They're all the same, aren't they?
Yes.
There's just the one right in front of me.
Armored rats!
23.
There's armored rats in here.
Aw, they're cute.
they're like cockroach rats.
You don't have to lock it, Ryan. It's on this closed.
What book is that?
Eberron.
Huh.
Oh.
It's an old 3.5 setting. I was really, really into it.
That was the one that they did a contest for.
Yeah. And actually, this adventure is made by the guy that made the book.
Oh. Is it? It's in that setting, then, huh? Yeah. I was wondering if those were, you just changed the monster or
no? No, I actually, this setting, I've noticed I'm making a lot of parallels with stuff in that setting, so I'm going, hey, I might as well use something on the adventure. Dave, what are you doing?
I have a 23 to hit.
23.
Oh, wait, didn't we have to do initiative?
He had a ready shot.
4 points of damage.
Okay. I'm not having very good mission rolls.
4, you said?
Yes.
I was just going to shut the door.
It could still.
I mean,
I'm not through it.
You think they can use the door? And
probably not, but we don't have anywhere else to go.
Let's burn this place down.
Oh, good idea. Firebomb. Do we have a firebomb?
I mean,
theoretically, we should probably try to find the statue first.
Circle.
You suppose the statue will burn? If we burn this place down, all we'll have left is the statues.
That's true.
Listen to the higher floor and fall come stories.
Russell?
Oh, I had 9. I had a really bad one. Roll.
Again, you had that last time.
I know. I have a shitty... Apparently, once things go down, I'm
19.
Not very swift.
We should be swifter.
Dirt?
8.
Is this a stone building?
What?
Was this whole building stone?
What are you, a dwarf? Remember?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Are you a dwarf?
Can't really burn down a stone building.
Oh, that's true.
Stone and glass.
I've got a bunch of pitch.
Sir Clay, you were first.
Do I fireball it or do I not?
Let's save that.
Well,
would be my advice.
It's an ability.
Oh, it's an ability?
Yeah.
How many times?
My firebomb.
You only get to use that once. It's from your... cloak, right? Your robe?
I don't know. You gotta be right in here.
Yeah, you can only use that one today.
Oh, okay.
Well, then.
Let's save that, then.
I'm going to summon my spiritual weapon.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm just...
We thought it took a turn last time, and then it turned out it didn't.
Do you think these are animals?
I think
you can continue?
I think it's summoned automatically.
You can get them, Nature Boy?
Okay.
We can kill
them. Yeah, I don't think these are normal animals.
No.
Animal mumbles.
I'm not in the doorway, right?
No.
No, you're outside.
No, I need to
move. You're leaning up against Nature Boy.
Just...
Well, that's because for some reason I don't stand up.
You're... Yeah, you have a
small base. The base is too small.
I'm getting bases in one of my things, so...
Did you want to move in, or...
Well, are we closing the door, or are
no.
we going to attack?
I think we're going in there.
We're going in.
Okay. Well, then I need to move so I can get in.
Okay.
And then... I guess I'm going to attack the big guy.
With?
My spiritual weapon.
Oh, that
that's
operates.
That's like a summoned monster.
Oh, that's right. That's separate.
Yeah.
So I have my hammer.
Where do you want your spiritual weapon at?
Can you cast and attack?
No, you're done after you cast that.
So you probably want to, just advice, do whatever you want, but you probably want to stay out of the room.
Okay, then I'll stay out of the room.
And then next round, go in. Because if you're not going to attack, they're just
okay.
You're just going to be standing there for them to get you.
I don't want to get
So does my weapon get an attack then? Even though I'm not in the room?
I don't think you can attack them because you can't really see them right
now. Because, I mean, you can't see them. We can look it up. But
why don't you delay, and I'm going to move into the room.
Yeah.
Let us get in the room and then delay,
so
and then you can stand outside. And...
All right, that way we'll hold off your weapon just in case maybe you don't need to use it.
Okay.
Sound good?
Works for me.
Okay. The next person is Dunkle.
So.
You're going to drop your bow?
Get in, go over here.
Boom. Bow him up.
Yeah. He doesn't have any weapons besides his bow.
Oh.
I have a dagger.
He doesn't have any weapons.
Really?
Well, yeah, I had
magic weapons, but he's like...
I gave him the rogue, because he was more apt to use
them. Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
But then he isn't here, and
he
took the weapons with
him. He took the weapons with him to help plow the fields.
At least those fields are safe.
13.
That's a miss.
Damn it.
These guys are going to be a little harder than the other ones.
Just get the aim right over.
Get up close.
Yeah, I hope
it's easier to shoot your bow when you're close to them.
Oh, wait. It's a... wait.
And all of them drip that acid.
Never mind.
Stuff?
Oh, shit. Forgot about that.
You saw it hit the ground, right?
These guys might be a little tough for you guys.
Oh.
We'll see what happens.
You can burn the blaster.
Ruffle with a 9. You're next.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm gonna shit.
Gross. I guess. Drop trow. I'm going to. Oh.
Can you stealth and go in there and then attack?
I don't think so.
I mean, technically he hasn't seen
it. I'm gonna move.
It might.
Can I? Okay. Can I move here and delay an attack until they move?
Yeah, you can do like a ready action.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for them to come to me. I'm gonna move there so I can't get flanked.
Allison, you can use mine if you want.
I have a page number written down. I don't.
She wants to look up a spell. Some spell into. All right. Dirt.
I'm gonna ready my attack for when they get close. One minute close.
They roll a 1 on their initiative.
I was wondering.
I will begin casting a spell.
Okay.
Summon Nature's Ally.
Okay. You're actually casting it, not summoning with your wand.
Yeah, I'll actually cast it.
Okay.
Have him move the there and ready in action to bite first thing within range.
All right, sounds good. All right.
Yeah, let's see what these guys can do.
And then, let's see. Should Allison start casting a spell now, or...
Oh, yeah, Allison, later turn.
Yeah, I guess, Allison, do you want to go now?
Or do you want to wait until the rats do?
We'll wait until the rats. The rats are... I'm already starting to move the rats.
You two are in the room, right?
Yeah,
everybody's in the room except for Dirt and you.
Am I close enough to...
Well, right now...
Either
you...
of them to touch them.
No, you have to go inside.
Okay, I'm going to stay outside the room then.
Right there, you can touch both those guys.
You're not
technically you can't get him because that's how the door
works. Yeah, that's fine.
So you could touch David.
Ooh.
Gross.
No.
Ooh my, we've been on a lot of adventures together.
Well, I was just thinking, since they are dripping acid, I could give David the resistance touch, which will give him my resistance to things for 1 minute.
Attack. That's probably a good idea. You'll get her saves for stuff.
Okay. For what? Fortune, reflex, will?
Yeah, what does that say? I'm not 100% sure. That's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will lose my resistance bonus granted by my protection domain for 1 minute. I can use this ability a number of times for the equal to 3 plus my wisdom modifier, which is 3.
Okay.
So 6.
And what does that do to them?
It grants you resistance bonus for 1 minute.
What's your bonus?
I guess I don't know what it
is. Well, he can resist, like, attack.
No.
Right?
Mm.
Right? He can use it 6 times a day.
You lose your resistance bonus granted by the direction. Okay, here we go. Your faith grant source of protection, you have that face to defend it. In addition, you receive +1 resistance bonuses on saving throws.
Okay.
You get +1 for every 5. So she's only got 1, so you got resistance to everything 1. So, like, if it does acid damage, you would ignore 1.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool. Okay.
Thank you.
Good job, Allison. Yeah. That was smart.
That was a good job, yeah. You're getting the hang of it.
I'm figuring this out.
Yeah.
You do better than we were.
Well, especially magic users are so much. Yeah. That's why I never play them. I know they can be handy, but I always forget stuff.
Alright, so she can grab it with you.
Ooh.
let's resolve the Nakas and Russell's attacks first.
Oh, goddammit.
13.
11.
Both of those miss.
Shit. I was afraid of that.
Nope.
I had low rows.
Just too small and quick to hit.
Is this egg shaped? Damn it. My calipers.
All right, going down the line, attacking the knot first. AC 11.
Nope.
David or Dunkle, AC 17.
Nope. For this one, would she get an attack of opportunity?
Why?
Because she's standing right in front of it.
Oh, what? He would have. They would have gone through spots for us.
So.
No.
Yeah, he would have gone. He had one of them had to go through here to move to there, right? So we both.
But
of
he's
us,
still in your threat range. I thought it was only if they move out.
If they move through, they get it too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You guys can do that if you want.
So what do I? Except
the bow user.
Nothing. We got.
Well,
we got.
Yeah,
a, they moved through where we could attack, so we got a free shot at him.
But
he can't.
When you start getting the feet,
well,
for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Circle wouldn't though, because
no,
going.
She wouldn't. I
would
when he moved
okay.
Here.
Okay.
17?
Nope.
All right.
That's why I like
that. What, when you hit it, but it like scraped against its scales.
Oh. Well, wait a minute. I've got, it counts as a plus one with my,
Okay. Same.
Still, no, it didn't get through the resistance?
No, it's armored.
Oh, okay.
These things suck.
No, they spit. All right, the other one attacks
with
David.
It.
That's a 15 that hasn't hurt her last time. And I doubt a 6 hits.
Yay, not hit.
Alright, top of the round.
Drag my leg back away from him.
Delayed, so she's going to be at the bottom of the list now.
Can I have my item?
Yeah, what?
Her
Dunkle.
I'm going to drop my bow and take out my dagger and stab that right in front of me. The one that I hit previously.
Rat in front of you? Is that what you said?
Rat in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Yeah, I don't hit.
Okay. And you're saying that's the minute, right, Allison?
Yep.
So that'll be 6 rounds. So you are probably going to be good for this whole fight, I would assume. 5? 10? Oh, yeah, because 10 times 6, okay, yeah. Don't go with, so it's Russell. Cool.
This one's flanked.
I think
now.
That's where I got his name from.
Yep.
Oh, it is flanked. Yeah, I should
have taken a dagger.
Flank you very much. Flank you very much.
17 plus the flank, then, so.
19?
19. Does that count with my sneak?
Yep.
No? Yeah, it does if you hit, but you did not.
What?
19?
Nope.
19 didn't
let's
hit?
Fucking run. Burn this down.
This isn't I'm not liking the looks of this
you
right now.
Close the door.
You might need to.
It is.
We maybe should have done
turn.
That for. We shouldn't have not all gone inside. And we shouldn't have gone inside. We should have made them come one at a time down that hallway, but. Oops.
Yeah.
They have a high armor class, but they have hardly any hit.
And I've hit this one.
Yeah. And he is bleeding.
Stupid.
And as you can see, they do not have a very good attack bonus.
What did you summon?
Go with the Celestial Eagle again.
Call.
Go with my pet. You'll attempt to bite the one in front of him.
Oh, 20. Nice.
For which one? This one?
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, that's a nice.
Not confirming. But. For 8 damage. And attempting the trip, though. There's going to be extremely hard.
He bites its head off in it.
So
good job, Wolf.
Yeah, you tripped him up.
Good doggy.
Na-na-na-na-na-naka.
Na-na-na-na-na-naka. All right, back to our duties. Oh, no, I'll bet you later.
I'll probably be granting that.
I'll bite you.
Aww.
How about you? You mean?
I don't know if you'd actually do flying acrobatics.
Would
attempt to move the eagle into the room.
You can probably fly over him rather easily.
Hey, aerobatics. He's
gonna jump and try to get you.
Fly to there and take one attack.
Okay. These are not spider.
19.
Does not hit. Scratching his armor. He killed one. He didn't even have a tentacle. He knows what a gone dog is.
I should have asked him.
And I want my turn.
I still have no idea what the fuck they were talking about. Some kind of dog that disappears.
So what, Gone Dog is going to have to be the name of this episode.
For sure. Gone Doggy Gone.
That's such a
fun
time for that episode. Alright, it is now Circle A's turn.
Alright. Pretty much. Well, if I'm protecting David for 6 turns, I can do that 6 times a day. Can I move so I can touch Russell as well so he won't get out?
You're going to have to go into a room because Russell's kind of behind a door.
And there's a right.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then never mind.
Kill them.
Okay.
So
kill rats.
He like the door is open enough that he can still attack him, but you can't get to him. It's this like position just right where...
So if I was on the other side of that door in the bathroom.
Pretty much you can like see through it and see him standing there, but he's like, let's go back, I touch you with my pinky.
I don't know why you're in the bathroom
at
the same time.
Shut it hurts really bad.
So, can I summon my weapon and still attack?
You can try to, but since that rat's right next to you, it'll attack you.
Okay, then I'm just going to warhammer his ass.
There you go.
Yeah.
There we go. Now she's getting clerky.
Clerky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that movie.
Like
Dogma.
Yeah. 4+.
Broke up my expectations there.
Yeah. So you should
twist.
Is 19.
No, 19.
That's already in there. That's what that number down here is for.
Okay. Well, 19.
I bet that's a miss.
19. You do a glancing blow on it. No damage.
You fucking suck.
Me again?
No. I didn't write the rules for you guys. No, it's a good guy's turn.
Oh, that's right. There we go. Yeah.
Alright. Again. David.
Good guys.
AC 16.
Nope.
He's like, can't hit us.
Attacking.
Or haven't hit us.
Attacking other. Other ones attacking you.
Where
I can see why they didn't want to hunt these rats.
Yeah. That'd been awesome if they tried.
12.
Good dog.
Attacking.
No,
Russ.
This was the guy we were looking for.
Ooh, that'll probably hit 21.
Yep, that'll do it.
Ooh, that's good. We're going to see what this acid does.
That's good that we
get
hit.
Get your saving throws ready.
Oh. I am going to be the one that got hit, so probably could have used the... Wait, where's my...
Alright, it bites you for 1 point... hold on. You have 1 point of damage. The saliva gets on your... I guess it just bit you in the toe. So... But when saliva touches you, you feel it burn. Ooh, shit. Burn through your shoe and into your feet. For 5 points of acid damage.
Ow!
And now you need to make a fortitude save.
That's probably not going to be good. 11.
Ooh.
He's got a really bad athlete's foot.
You do not feel very good.
Oh.
I don't know what that is. Is that how long it lasts?
What is it?
It says incubation period.
I don't think it does anything.
I think you're just sick until this takes effect.
Yeah, then it pops.
So did he impregnate him?
We'll find out.
God, I hope not.
You're incubated.
What did you lose?
My pencil.
Oh, is it this? Yeah. I was using it.
Oh,
sorry. I couldn't find.
All right, it is now Dunkle's turn.
Oop.
Ow!
Rats. Rats!
Okay. And I can take 5 steps, right?
Yep.
I'm going to go where this dead one goes.
Alright, the other one gets an attack of opportunity against you.
For moving 5 feet?
Yeah, if you move out of attack range.
But I thought 5 feet, you could move 5 feet.
I'm pretty sure if you move out of... Even
five foot steps, the one way to do it.
Oh, okay. Alright, that works then. Whose turn is it? It's Russell.
I really, really want to kill this guy.
Now, you don't have flanking on the one in front of the doorway, but the eagle's giving you flanking on the other.
You could choose strike, and for sure he's one of these bastards next turn.
No, remember, you're gonna, if you cast a spell,
oh, yeah,
you're going to get
rooks.
a couple hits on you.
God damn. Just keep stabbing. I'll stab my way through this like I stabbed my way through the last adventure.
Just through college. Just like how I got through college.
You better not bring any spiders.
They burst open into spiders.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That should probably finally get to the point where it hits.
Ooh, I like it.
It's for 24.
That'll hit.
Yay! Pick them up and throw them in the glass.
Yeah. Let's see. So, 5 points of damage.
You're flanking.
Oh, yeah, you get 2d6.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, make that 10 points of damage.
All right, you pretty much go down on its head and just kind of stab it right through its head after it gets done mashing at your
foot. Ow, ow, ow. Ow, ow.
Rats. All right, Elder Russell, dirt.
Nature boy.
Bite at that one there.
This one?
Yep.
Okay.
More than 19.
Well, it's already plus 2.
Oh.
So 17, 18, 19, 20, 20.
Yep.
22.
Yep.
For 4 points of damage.
Ow.
Nat 20 on the trip attempt.
Trip the thing that's already on the ground.
Yeah.
So
I guess you just like pull it off its feet.
Was like
just
four-legged thing to like a what plus four to?
Yeah. This is an attack, so the 20 on that.
So oh, that's true. Okay.
So unless it has cannot be tripped. It, doesn't work, but...
Well, this doesn't have anything about CMD in it.
Okay.
We'll just say he knocks it on his ass.
You'll...
You eat it.
5 foot step up and I'll attack it. Oops.
I'm doing that wrong. Banana next to plus one that I don't deserve. So the wrong thing.
It's prone and flanked.
So, 18.
18 misses.
You went to prom?
The flank?
18. Are you adding in everything?
I'm adding the flank, but not the prom.
Oh, the prom, yeah, you're good.
Okay.
How much do you get for a prom?
Minus 4 to AC.
17 AC.
17 prom will work.
And 14 probably misses.
14 barely misses.
Four. 11 damage.
Alright, so the Naka goes over, takes a good bite out of it, knocks it on its ass, and then the hawk comes down and finishes the job, making a very acidy, bloody pulp on the ground.
maybe if we can harvest this acid.
Madison, knock him over! He's dead!
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's not official.
Shut up.
Quickly tie him to the end of your weapon, have an acid rat flail.
How did it feel for the Naka to bite into that thing? You get acid all over
you?
Shut
right.
up.
Ooh, what happened to your sword when you stuck it in there?
Hey, I DM too, so I'm willing to play devil's advocate sometime.
Alright.
Master.
Circle, your turn. Bunch of dead rats. Only one left is weakened.
Yeah, it's one I hit initially,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the one that David hit her at the start.
Am I close enough to hit with my hammer?
If you will take one step, you sure can.
Yeah, I killed that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hammer time.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
All right, rat is going to attack the doggy.
Bring it.
Dropping out 11.
Nope.
All right,
17.
All right.
No, gang up.
Back
on
in the yeah. Dunkle.
All right, stab it.
Okay, you're flanking. Nope. All right, Russ. Where are you at? You're actually not.
Oh, I'm not
there
close
enough. Yeah, you got to move.
I thought it was. Oh, he's,
nope.
he's one
he's
over.
The one that was farthest away.
Oops, sorry.
Okay.
You can make it there though. All
right.
Okay.
Flanking, so good enough for backstab, maybe.
Let's see. Plus 5, plus the flanking, so 7, 18. 18 total, yeah.
Nope, that'll miss.
Yeah, I thought that might not be.
Slides off the scales.
Wouldn't this guy just give up? Come on, Rat.
Come on, Rat.
What is no. something with vermin intelligence?
Yeah, what is
that?
I just say,
let's make
on.
A deal,
Rat. Yeah, come on.
Come on, Rat, let's make a
it
deal.
It stands up and goes, doggone?
Shut up, kill it!
No, it's gone dog.
Gone dog? I didn't know that as Rat. Alright, that was Russell, so it's Dirt. And so it's Dirt! Everybody's and got a flank bonus. Everyone except for, well, everybody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wolf misses. Eagle.
Yeah.
Hit. Miss. Miss.
Kill it.
For 5 points of damage.
Yeah.
Boom, the eagle finishes off the...
Thank God.
And then disappears.
Bye!
Ow, my foot! Ow!
Can I do a...
Somebody look at my foot!
Yeah, I'll do a...
Everyone, look it!
Can I do like a heal thing on his foot to see if I can help him anyway?
Yeah.
Suck the poison out.
21?
Suck the poison out! Suck the poison
no.
out!
No.
Sorry, buddy, you're gonna die.
You kind of patch it up a little bit, but I mean, it doesn't bring him back any hit points or anything.
Oh yeah, I was just trying to make because
no.
something's gonna like explode or something, right?
No. Oh, the only thing you're telling for like a heal check is you can tell he's starting to turn like where he's got some kind of disease in him.
Oh, dude, you're
he's got rabies.
You've got cancer.
You got cancer, dude.
I don't look at mine.
I look at myself.
I'm looking at my own wound as well.
Your wound, you can't do nothing for the but you can
eight.
Confirm that.
Well, I just want to see if there's anything else going on. That didn't feel very good.
So we can't possibly heal his.
You have cure disease.
You can heal my hit points.
Cure disease
back.
Is a
I've
third
healed.
Level spell.
Hmm.
I heal.
That's what we're doing. That's
you're doing
skill.
Heal checks. Yeah.
That's what we just did for that. You also have cure light wounds and all that.
Yeah.
You're doing heal checks on his wound.
Oh, I don't think it's it!
I have Blessed. Does that do anything?
So do I.
Give me a bonus.
Oh, that's all it does?
Well,
I got a...
Killing my wolf.
I got a potion.
Okay.
It'd probably be better to just do, like... Well, nothing yet, I guess. Your channel gives us all stuff and we don't need it right now.
I think you're fucked, I say.
I'll just watch it for a little while.
Is it Good seriously, day. Like, bringing down his hit points?
I don't know. I don't know what disease he has.
I lost 6
points. You don't
know
the disease, and you are not feeling any of the effects of it. Or you are feeling effects of it, but it's not affecting you stat-wise right now.
Okay.
You know something's going on, and you feel sick.
Something don't feel right.
It's like the time after you get done eating Taco Bell, and you're like, oh.
Is this where I could use...
Stabilize? No, he's not dead.
No, yeah.
After he died.
What if I wanted
don't
to...
Don't dig my grave yet!
What if I wanted to take the acid glands out of these things and maybe soak an arrow in it?
Well...
What do you want me to roll? Mm-hmm. Survival?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. 16.
What were you using?
I've gotten a rubber suit... And use my dagger.
Go ahead and throw your dagger away.
Aw, damn it. I picked my longbow. Alright, guys, now I'm really fucked.
You have no weapon now?
I have a longbow.
Better make that sword bow. We're in a hurry. Barely a minute.
So, was I able to get any glands?
Would you like a dagger?
Yeah, sure.
No, I had a light mace to borrow for you to borrow. That's a good AC.
He's gonna stab you.
I'm gonna throw it at him. Be like, here you go.
He throws one at you.
Ah!
You can use daggers?
I guess search the bodies carefully.
No.
I don't care about these bodies. I care my foot hurts.
I don't know
but
if I actually could actually use it. I just had it.
Let's continue on.
29 for perception on their bodies.
I'll grit and bear it.
I'm not touching their mouths at all. I'm not getting close.
I don't care about their stupid dead bodies. Okay, I'm going to go perceive on the door.
What's wrong with this?
I broke it. I tried to activate sticky keys too many times.
It was probably about to fall asleep.
Oh, okay. What's everybody doing? I'm sorry.
I'm going to go perceive on the door.
All right, what?
I had enough of these stupid...
I was just looking at the bodies.
I'm going to continue down this magical and never-ending hallway.
That's the point.
Hold back my vomit.
What are you guys doing?
I'm heading toward the door with my... Russell.
I was looking through the bodies, see if they had anything on them without touching their mouths.
Okay. What were you doing?
Wolf, put that one.
Oh, yeah, you basically did a lot of stuff.
I did a different one.
Okay. Alright, Dan, what did you roll for your search?
27. It's an urban environment. 29.
Oh, okay.
I figured we had time as he's trying to harness some organs.
Thank you. Okay. You don't find anything on the bodies, but you kind of do like a cursory glance around the room, and you do find up a narrow, dark wood box with a fine silver lock on it. It is locked.
I ask my rogue friend if he can open this.
I'm badly perceiving on the door.
That's probably because someone's a one. Look at this!
I rolled a one on the door perceives.
You hit your head on it.
Okay. I gotta pick the stupid lock.
There might be a cure disease potion in here.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
All right, I'll do it. Yep.
All right,
get my picks.
Here, hold on.
I hit 20 on the door.
Are you okay?
Hold on. I just feel a little queasy.
Yeah.
Let me pick this stupid lock.
All right, I'll hold it for you.
Do
you have masterwork tools?
I have regular
tools.
I do have thieves' tools. Disable device, 22.
No, this lock is... Whoever put this lock on here really knew what they were doing.
It's a wood box?
Wood box.
If I shake it in here, if I get an idea what's inside?
Yeah. Jingling.
Does it sound like liquid at all?
No.
Alright, I throw it on the ground to break it open.
Okay. Make an attack roll?
Why? Just give me a second. I messed up.
19.
Alright. Breaks open and there's a bunch of silverware in it.
Oh.
Really fine silver.
Hey.
Well, I'll take it, I guess.
Okay.
Nothing else?
Nope.
Well, I guess it's not a cure disease potion, buddy. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm glad you decided to test that by thrashing.
Well, that's why I shook it first. If there was liquid, I wasn't going to throw it.
And just a little outside note, that box was worth 100 gold. It is not worth nothing.
Silver was probably worth something. Anyway, that's what's going to bring us to the end of the episode.
All right. See you guys.
Out of curiosity, you have the spell Mend.
Oh, I don't have that stupid spell.
I don't know if you can do it for something shattered, can you? I think
shattered, all broken, though. Like,
well, how much is the silverware worth?
You want to bring the chat?
Ready to go back to next
19.
I think it's probably maybe about 250, 300 gold.
Yeah, there we go. All right. So we saved the more expensive. Anyway, that's the end of the episode, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.